Hey guys, welcome to another Angler News Fishing Destination Report, and it is again Mazepa Bay. I am your host, Vanessa Green, and we are talking with Mr. Owen Richter, who's our expert correspondent in the area. And this time he is talking about the difficult conditions that has been affecting Mazepa Bay over this past week. So it is, has been a bit of trying conditions. However, Owen talks about how to adapt to them. But more than that, Owen is talking about a huge pollution crisis that's happening in Mazepa Bay at the moment. So this is a show you really want to listen to and pay attention to, because our prime pristine fishing grounds is slowly turning a bit sour.
Well, g'day, it's me, Owen Richter, from Wild Coast Angling Tours and Adventures. So guys, yeah, the past weekend, you know, we had big winds, big seas on the Eastern Cape, and yeah, once again, you can choose your dates, but you cannot choose the weather. I think those are one of the biggest factors when it comes to outdoor activities and mainly fishing, you know. Hunting is hunting, you know, on the premises. You've got so much animals running around there and you have to find one somewhere along the line. But when it comes to Mother Nature and our big sea, nature always wins. I always tell the guys, remember one thing. When going away for weekend and the weather turns bad, adapt, try and stick around and have a look. Only places you can hide away, of course, is in the rivers. Fish all the little blind rivers, they'll be open, and go have a look, scratch around there. Sea conditions, I promise you, this past weekend, the sea was huge. 4-5 meter swells, it was big. We need that to clean up all the gullies, wash all the rocks. Another thing that I've just noticed, gentlemen, maybe it's all over the show, I haven't got a problem with anybody out there, but my word. Listen, we first had a problem with the gardener cleaning up the nylon and all the place, you know, where they fish. Fishermen like to, like, all the offcuts of braid and wind knots, it lies all over the place. Pick it up, put it in the packet. You pay the ghillie, you pay the guard that's with you to help you clean up. You yourself, you're old enough to know, you can't leave all the stuff there. The only thing that bothers me is the guys that come down fishing. Listen, gentlemen, if you smoke, take your cigarette, throw it in a glass bottle or in a bottle with a water in. At the Zipper the other day, I was fishing there by Tarnies, and there was a pool there full of flipping, like, old odds and ends. But something that stood out in the crowd for me was the amount of cigarette stompies lying around. Guys, please. Take a cigarette stompy of yours, throw it in a bottle with a little bit of water in it, and keep the area clean. There's nothing worse going to a fishing spot, you get there and it looks like flipping a havoc. That's a big word, havoc. Stuff flying all over the show. It stinks of this, and some guys urinate right there. Walk away, go urinate in the sea where the water comes up and just takes it away, you know. But yeah, keep the place clean. It's never nice taking a family member or a friend or your wife or your family to a fishing spot that you know that's a good, and you get there and it is bad. There's nylon pieces all over the show, it's pieces of old bait, it's cigarette butts lying all over the show. Keep it clean, keep it tidy, keep that fishing spot clean. So yeah, that's some advice for me for the week. It's not about fishing, it's about keeping the area clean where you fish. Another thing is, when you finish, take your old bait, throw it out the bait box, throw it into the sea. Don't go throw it on the grass or throw it there on the lawn or throw it on the rocks or something, because a lot of times you guys leave little hooks and stuff lying around, little birds come past, there's little ones that pick up like seagulls and stuff, staticies, and the local dogs, they come eat it and they walk over the hook in their mouth. But yeah, guys, very important, keep the place clean where you're fishing, the area where you park your vehicle. When you get there, the guys attend to have a couple of dorps there, they just throw the bottles around. Be proud. Pick your stuff up. I mean, we're getting nailed from every corner in the fishing industry. You know, drone fishing, kite fishing, lure fishing, drop shot fishing, deep sea fishing. Guys, let's look after what we've got, you know. If everybody just stuck to their rules and regulations, I promise you, all of us could be having a ball of a time while we're fishing. But every other person's more concerned about the next person, you know. So yeah, remember guys, keep the place clean. If you do see someone littering, tell the guy, hey, but take a cigarette, but throw it in your little energy bottle, put some water in there, don't stop throwing it on the rocks all over the show. Lekker, be safe, and remember, We can choose the date, but we cannot choose the weather. So when you guys get out to your local fishing spot and the weather changes, start scratching, looking for smaller fish. Hang around the edges, go into the rivers, you know, go scratch around there for fish. Stay away from all those rocky points and stuff where there's big swells running. Be safe and have a lekker week.
Thank you so much for that, Owen. Yes, you couldn't have said it any better. Keep your area clean. Guys, this is what we reiterate all the time on Angler News South Africa. You know, we always talk about keeping your area clean, respecting bag limits, fishing for the future, and this is exactly why. Because when we don't, we have beautiful grounds like Mazepa Bay, grounds that we love to fish, grounds that most of us only get a chance to fish maybe two or three times a year. And we are so blessed and privileged to have fishing grounds like this, which is like within our coastline, within our reach to get you. And we cannot afford to let it turn bad. So guys, this is the Angler News Fishing Destination Report. We are going to be talking to Owen a lot more about what's been going on in Mazepa. Yes, most majority of it will be about fishing, but every now and then we are going to be talking conservation. So stay in touch. And if you are going to Mazepa Bay, give Owen a call. It's Wild Coast Angling Tours. You can find them on the social media pages. If you want to get those rods bending in Mazepa Bay, Owen is certainly the guy to call. Guys, the show is brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. Make sure if you need anything to do with your customized fishing clothing for you or your team, Angler Apparel is the name to call. For the Angler News Fishing Destination Series, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future.